Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 280 for April 5th, and we're going to start off in 1792, when United States President George Washington exercises his authority to veto a bill, the first time this power is used in the United States. And then in 1862, during the American Civil War, the Battle of Yorktown begins. And finally, in 1879, Bolivia declares war on Chile, and Chile declares war on Peru, starting the War of the Pacific. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 5th, 1792, President George Washington exercised his veto power for the first time in United States history, setting a significant precedent for the executive branch's role in the legislative process. The bill in question was the apportionment bill of 1792, which sought to determine how many representatives each state would have in the House of Representatives based on the 1790 census. Washington's veto was a pivotal moment in American governance, illustrating the system of checks and balances fundamental to the U.S. Constitution. The apportionment bill proposed to formulate for distributing the seats in the House. The formula that Congress had decided upon would have resulted in a distribution of seats that Washington and his advisors believed violated the Constitution's provisions. Specifically, they were concerned that the bill would allocate more representatives to certain states than was proportionate to their populations, as outlined in the census. The primary reason for Washington's veto was the advice that he received from Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson and Attorney General Edmund Randolph, who argued that the bill's method of apportioning representatives was unconstitutional. Their interpretation was that the Constitution required that every state's number of representatives directly correspond to its population, a principle the bill violated by rounding the numbers in a way that benefited larger states. On April 5, 1862, during the American Civil War, the Battle of Yorktown began as a part of the Peninsula Campaign, a major Union operation aimed at capturing the Confederate capital of Richmond, Virginia, by moving up the Virginia Peninsula. This battle marked a significant early engagement in the campaign, pitting Union forces under Major General George B. McClellan against Confederate defenders led by General John B. Magruder. General Magruder, commanding a much smaller Confederate force, skillfully utilized his troops and defensive fortifications along the Warwick Line to create the illusion of a larger force. This deception successfully delayed the Union advance. Faced with what appeared to be formidable Confederate fortifications, McClellan decided to lay siege to Yorktown rather than to attempt a direct assault. This decision led to a prolonged period of siege warfare, with both sides constructing fortifications and the Union bringing in heavy siege artillery. On this day, in 1879, the War of the Pacific, which was a significant conflict in South American history, began, when Bolivia declared war on Chile, followed by Chile's declaration of war on Peru. The war lasted until 1884, and involved a complex web of territorial disputes, economic interests, particularly in nitrate-rich areas, and regional power dynamics. The Atacama Desert, a region rich in valuable nitrate deposits, became the war's focal point, with Bolivia, Chile, and Peru vying for control over this lucrative resource. The conflict escalated when Peru, bound by a secret defense alliance with Bolivia, signed in 1873, became involved in the war after Chile declared war on Peru. The alliance had been intended as a counterbalance to Chilean power in the region. The war saw several key battles and campaigns, including the Battle of Iquique, the Battle of Anagamos, and the campaigns for the control of the Tarapacá and the Tacna Arica regions. Chilean forces eventually gained the upper hand, both on land and at sea, enabling them to occupy significant territories, including the Peruvian capital, Lima. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.